Hey, how's it going, everyone? It's Fernando Chavez, and you're listening to Bored to Debt Radio. It's radio for entrepreneurs, small business owners, freelancers, and business people. Today, I really want to talk about pyramid schemes and MLMs, Ponzi schemes, and the whole nine. The reason I want to talk about this is because I've seen a lot of them kind of pop up lately. One is in particular that I really want to talk about, and I just want to tell you a quick story on the experience that I have personally with pyramid schemes and MLMs. MLMs, if people don't know, is multi-level marketing. So a little bit of background with me real quick. I read the book, like most of y'all probably, Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And that book just, it was like the blue pill in the matrix. It really expanded my mind. The concept of having multiple streams of income was just insane. So I was on that journey, and that's where it all began. You know, I wasn't necessarily happy and the work that I was doing. So I was trying to figure out something new. And at the same time, you know, invest that money from my regular day job into a business, investments, etc. So one of the first MLMs that I was introduced to was Primerica. Anyone that does door-to-door sales knows to never knock, or anyone that's ever dealt with Primerica, they are always going to be reluctant to ever communicate with somebody else that is from Primerica or is related to Primerica. Why? The reason being is because anybody that's an MLM, whether it's Herbalife, Mary Kay, Primerica, etc., those type of people, they never take no for an answer, which is, it hurts people like me that are in sales because we just do things differently. You know, we go through a lot of training and know the full sales funnel. And I think that with them, because it's so much marketing on, you know, recruiting people, their strategy is a little bit different. And a lot of them are not really trained, and they're just, you know, trying to get people involved in the company because that's how they make money, but they're not really being truthful. So it hurts people like me. So I was introduced to Primerica in the time of my life that you could say that I was pretty desperate and I really needed some money because my primary source of income wasn't there anymore. So I go in, and I already had my life insurance license here in the state of Florida, the 214, life insurance, annuities, and health. So I already had my license. I didn't have to pay the $100, I believe it is, to enter Primerica. So I was able to go right in, and I was very fortunate to sit down with an ex-coworker of mine from Sprint, family man, two daughters, great guy, great family, and it was just great timing, honestly. Sat down with him and the trainer, or the guy, and it fit for him. It really did. And as I was going through my 214, I really felt that I was going to help people. And I really felt that I was helping him and his family and with everything that had to do with the finances and life insurance, the whole nine. But I never got paid. Long story short, they had this scheme where they're saying, sacrifice your first three sales and we'll bump you to the next tier, because when you first start off, you only make a certain percentage off of the insurance sales that you make. So as you recruit more people, and that's something I really want to highlight, you have to recruit more people. As I recruit people and sacrifice my first three sales, boom, I'm bumped up to the next level, which I believe my cut for every commission or every life insurance sale there was about 50%. So at a time in my life where my wife was pregnant, my future was, you know, pretty bad, when I needed money the most, these people were pretty much lying to me, putting me to work. I was working my butt off. I didn't even get paid. So immediately after that, I was out. And I was pretty pissed. I wanted to, like, sue them, the whole nine. But that's that. Second company that I worked with that was MLM was Herbalife. Now, the thing about Herbalife is that I never got into Herbalife to try to sell Herbalife. The reason I even became a member or whatever it was just so I can get the discount, because I believe I get like 18% discount or some number there for the products, because I wanted to test out the products. I wanted to just check it out, you know, live a healthier life, do better choices. And really what got me sold there was in the mornings, their shakes. You know, in the mornings, you know how it is. It's that hustle and bustle. Sometimes you can't really sit down, cook yourself a breakfast, something that's healthy. So for you to have a shake that has everything there for you and you can just blend it up in a ninja and go, that was golden for me. But I never understood, I want to say this right now, I never understood why anybody would buy Herbalife from a distributor, straight up. Because anybody that's a distributor, they're going to resell the product, or they buy the product, they go to the warehouse, and they buy product in bulk at a much discounted rate because they have tons of people under them, and they you know, they grow up in the chain of command, whatever. So they get a bigger cut, they pay much less for the product, and then they resell it. Why would I buy it from you? Anything. Or why would I go? I understand, like, if you have a store, like an actual brick and mortar, and you make the, you actually have the products and you make wonderful shakes, that I do support because it's convenient, it's on the go, it's on the fly. Sure, let me get a shake, I'll pay you $5 to $10 for the shake, it's good. That makes more sense. But for me to buy the product straight off from you, maybe I got it all wrong. So school me on that. So that's the reason why I got into Herbalife. I just pretty much, again, just wanted to get the discount. Now my wife got into, poor thing, into Mary Kay. It was with this nice lady. She came to our house. They did that whole Mary Kay thing where they invite a whole bunch of women and they try on the makeup. And it was a disaster. Like, the women, my mother was there. My aunt was there. Aunt from New York. I believe she was down here too, if I recall. And the makeup was horrible. They looked hideous. It looked like they were ready to go to Halloween, door knocking, trick-or-treating. That's how bad it was. The worst part about it for us as a family is that my wife had to pay about $170, I believe it is. And they ship her this, it's a nice bag. It's a huge bag that has all these products. And she's supposed to have these parties, and just similar to the one we had in our house. And she's supposed to demonstrate the product, talk about the product, educate them on the product, and sell the product. But the issue there is my wife, again, I was my wife, I don't know too much details on that, but to our understanding, or she misunderstood something, in order for her to get a discount, which I think they promised her 50% off the products, she had to buy like a lot of product. So my wife was like, I'm just starting out. Like, I just want to test this out. Like, how are you going to ask me? I already dropped almost $200. And now you're going to ask me for more money? Like, that's, what are you talking about? So the lady was just, again, another schemester, just, you know, just trying to recruit people no matter what. So they're going to lie to you. They're going to do everything. So that being said, I want to get straight to it. There's a company that I just found that I just want to warn y'all about it, honestly. It's called NUI Social, Nui Social. Their website is nui.social. That's what it is. And according to their meta there, their SEO, from juggling medical bills to losing a job to buying a home, budgets can get tight. Nui is here to help. Our social membership network harnesses the power of word-of-mouth marketing by connecting you to businesses through a revolutionary, mutually empowering system so you can thrive again, become a Nui member. What's Nui, right? I'm in their site right now. Nui.social/FAQ. Nui is a network marketing company based out of Lehi, Utah. Our mission is to help people achieve financial freedom by providing simple, accessible ways for their members to earn. So pretty much they have three products that they offer. Nui currently licenses the following products from Symmetry with an I at the end, LLC. First one is Core, all caps, C-O-R-E. Members earn points in Core by completing activities like surveys, product reviews, and more. Second one is Reach, online marketplace where members can redeem these points for products and services. And third is Kala. Now, highlight this one, because this is the one that when I first even heard about this, it was all about cryptocurrency and mining and making $500 a month or something like that. Kala, Symmetry's cryptocurrency utility token, that can be used in Reach to purchase products. Kala, Symmetry's cryptocurrency utility token that can also be used in Reach to purchase products. It says here, Nui also has an exclusive offer for its members from Mintage Mining. Here it is. Nui members can sign up for Mintage, a cryptocurrency mining company, for free, a savings of $375. And then start mining for just $25 for a year-long contract. For non-members, it's $500. So let's go straight to it, right? So a pyramid scheme, right? What is a pyramid scheme? What's an MLM? Because if you go to YouTube right now, you can see how they're questioned. Herbalife is questioned all the time. Primerica is questioned all the time. When I got into it, let's start off with this. I just want to debunk this. I want to bring this to light because this is something that was told to me as I was questioning everything. I come from, again, a corporate background. They said, oh, Fernando, but think about it for one sec. The company that you used to work for, they had a CEO, right? I'm like, yep. And then the CEO had like presidents for every department. I'm like, yep, I get it. And then under those departments, there was vice presidents, etc. Then they trickled down all the way to the workers, all the way down to whatever position. I'm like, yep. So he's like, but don't you see how the CEO makes the most amount of money? And everyone is working and all that money trickles up to him? Because it was something like that. I mean, I have it 100%. And my argument against that, towards that, is the biggest difference, in my opinion, after, you know, a couple of years into this and having my own business, the whole nine, one of the major differences between a multi-level marketing MLM company and a traditional S corporation, LLC, whatever you call it, is yes, there is a leader, there's leadership, but that doesn't mean that I have to recruit anybody. And remember, I mentioned that in the beginning, I don't have to recruit anybody to make money, right? The key here on all these multi-level marketing companies is that you have to, in order to make the big bucks, you have to recruit people. I just sell the product. Whatever the product or service it is. I'm talking about me. I'm a salesman. This is what I do. I'm business account executive / manager, whatever you want to call it. I don't have to recruit anybody. I sell the product or service. There's no downstream. Another thing that I want to say about that, another argument, is it's not the same thing. Because a traditional company, we're working as a system. Think of it, the best analogy I can think of is like a football team. The most successful football team, in my opinion, is one in which every player knows their role and they execute it with most efficiency and zero error, right? Or minimal error. And the business is very similar in that sense. Everyone has a role. From the person that has to file a paper, from the person that has to call a client, from the person that has to install something, from the marketing team that has to come up with leads, from the leadership that needs to hold down the reins and, you know, guide us, help us, educate us, to the CEO that has to be the face of the company, needs to meet with other CEOs and try to get huge contracts for us and partnerships with other businesses, etc., etc., etc. Again, in traditional businesses, no one is recruiting anyone. Is there a small bonus? Absolutely. In Comcast, for example, I think it's $350 if somebody recruits and you recommend them. But again, it's not, I don't have to do it ever. It's never recommended. All right, so moving along. The pyramid scheme, right? So what is a pyramid scheme? So right now, I'm not even going to try to explain to y'all what a pyramid scheme is. I'm going to post an audio from investopedia.com that is going to explain to you exactly what a pyramid scheme is.
We've all heard of pyramid schemes with the lure of easy profits and flashy salesmen, but unfortunately, they are not always easy to recognize. Built with a top-down business model, a pyramid scheme is an illegal investment scam based on a shaky foundation. The schemes are initiated by an individual or company recruiting investors with promises of high returns, and those businesses rarely involve sales of real products or valid services. The pyramid begins with an initial investor at the top. That investor recruits others, each making a payment to the initial investor in exchange for their opportunity to recruit subordinate investors in the future. All subordinate investors make payments to the higher level ones, and thus the pyramid is formed. The hallmark of a pyramid scheme is that each investor directly benefits depending on how many new investors are recruited. The person on the top of the pyramid does not have access to all of the money wrapped up in the scheme, but receives a part of every additional dollar. The returns decrease the further down the pyramid you are, dwindling to nothing once it has reached the point where no new recruits are buying into the scheme. At this time, the pyramid collapses, and those at the bottom are left with a loss. While many are tempted by the promises of quick and easy wealth, the old adage, if it's too good to be true, it likely is, is certainly worth keeping in mind when it comes to these scams.
So there you have it, and like they said in the end of the video, do your research. And ultimately, this is just my opinion. These are the things that has happened to me and my wife. And I want to address something right now also that I heard. All of these MLMs, pyramid scheme companies, whatever it is, all of them, including Nui Social, they're all going for the poor community. For example, in my situation back then, desperate, just read Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad book. I wanted to get involved in entrepreneurship. I was excited. I was young. I was about to be a father for the first time. You know, my wife was pregnant. So if you notice, they always attract those people. There's this video on YouTube of Shark Tank, but I believe it was a European version of it. And some guy, he's doing his pitch. And it's a pyramid scheme in which people pay for a membership card. And then, you know, they do advertisement, the whole nine, and you're part of this membership, blah, blah, blah. And every single one of the sharks were like, man, this is a pyramid scheme. And the guy was refusing it to the fullest. He's like, dude, it's a pyramid scheme. Explain it to me then. So he's explaining, oh, you start here and then you recruit these people, blah, blah, blah. And you just keep recruiting, recruiting, recruiting. You make residual, make residual. So one of the ladies like, all right, so you're here and then you recruit three people, right? And then those people, and she's doing like, you know, with her hands, she's showing him, all right, so what did we just form? It's like we formed a pyramid. All of these MLMs, all of these companies are always focusing on poor communities, Hispanic communities, Black communities, communities that are Christian in faith and religion, because Christianity and the Christian church, they're very similar in as a pyramid scheme and these MLM companies, where they're constantly recruiting other people, religious, like Christian groups, Christian religion. They're constantly, like Jehovah's Witness, their sole purpose is to recruit people, get them to the church, and then, you know, with the offerings and the whole nine, you give donation, you give money to the church. And that's another pyramid scheme, but that's another topic another day. But those people, you know, these MLMs, Herbalife, or the whole nine, everybody there, they need people. So when you go into them, understand that you are going to need to recruit people. That is a little bit uncomfortable. Like, I look back and I'm a little bit ashamed that I would go to my mother, go to my sister, go to my family, and try to recruit them into something like this. Like, it doesn't make sense. And no real entrepreneur, real investor would ever participate in an MLM unless they are the ones creating it. But I'm pretty sure they would never create an MLM style company because they're more ethical, more moral than that. Because as an entrepreneur and a business point of view, it makes complete sense to start an MLM company. Because none of these MLM companies, if you notice, how much money do you think they spend on marketing? Have you ever seen a Super Bowl commercial of Herbalife? Maybe there is. I don't know. I don't watch the Super Bowl that much. Maybe I'm completely wrong. But they rely on the people that were recruited to do the marketing for the company. They are representing, they are branding that company, and their job is to resell product that's garbage, mostly. Except Herbalife, I gotta admit, some of their products is pretty dope. Primerica, one of the most expensive life insurance out there, and I feel horrible because, you know, I was new to the game, didn't know the pricing, didn't know any of that stuff. Let's go back to this Nui Social real quick. This Nui Social, I was looking into it, and they're saying, oh, the core. Core is an acronym. It's like simple activities that you can do every day. I don't remember what it is. But activities such as surveys, product reviews, and more. So what they're saying is, oh, you're going to get an ad saying download this app or, you know, complete this survey of something or put a product review. And then we're going to give you points. And then with those points, you can redeem them for Amazon gift cards, et cetera, et cetera. But what I saw was for the mining, which leads to another thing, the next topic I want to get to. If you ever notice with people that are involved with MLM, unless they stick to it, of course, there's that person that they stick to it. They're in Herbalife, the whole nine, and they've recruited a lot of people. So now they're able to get a massive discount on the product and resell it. And because they have a massive downstream, they have a massive gathering following, they are making bank, and I congratulate them. But the grand majority, and there's no argument with this because they're legally supposed to tell you this, the grand majority, the highest percentage, don't make it and they fail. So these people that are stuck in this scheme are going to go to you, and they're going to try to recruit you for X company. And then when it falls off or something happens, they're going to join another MLM. And then they're going to try to give you, you know, recruit you for that company. The other one is the travel one. World Ventures. Yes, World Ventures. Welcome to a community of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. Get started at World Ventures. We believe that you can do an extension of you, of who you are. I'm not even going to continue reading. But anyway, man, I'm going to wrap this up. Pretty much, guys, be very careful with all of these MLMs. This podcast was originally, the whole concept of this podcast was for entrepreneurs, small businesses, people that are trying to live outside of that 9-to-5. This is a full-blown warning. Be careful of MLMs. My advice to you is, if you're young, if you're in your 20s, just like Mark V says all the time, figure it out. Bump your head, fail, because you've tried multiple things to see what works. What do you like? Do that. Work for a corporation. Learn the ropes. You know, stick to that while as you're doing all of the other stuff. Once you figure it out, whatever age you figure it out, stick to it. Become a master in that industry. Become an influencer in that industry and know your stuff. So once you figured out what you want to do, incorporate, do everything legal, incorporate yourself, take everything can be done on YouTube, everything can be done online. There's so many courses and stuff online on how to start a business. Go to a consultant. There's consultants out there that can walk you through it. I own a digital marketing agency. So anything that you need in terms of marketing, whether it's I have a package for brand new businesses that need a logo, need branding, like, you know, the starter pack is what I call it. You can go to my site and we can work on that. It's chavezenterprise.online/store. But what I'm trying to get at is, for that person that's hungry, what's the biggest advice in closing this argument? My biggest advice for anybody, like if I can, again, let's just stick with me. I would have said, Fernando, never join an MLM. Don't waste your time and money. My wife, the same thing. Bump your head the way that you would bump your head. Try different things the way that you try things. And once you figure it out, just do it, man. Just do it. Get up every day and do it. So I'm going to give you an example. It's all about mentality. It's all about mindset. Anything can be a business. And that's the difference between an entrepreneur and someone that's not an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur can look at a lot of scenarios and say, oh, you can make money off of that. And the non-entrepreneur is like, oh, really, I can? Oh, but this is just a hobby. And I hate my job working at 9-to-5. It's like, man, you stuck. Like, Chuck, what's going on? Anything can be a business. Remember that a business is an exchange of values. So if you are very good with your hands and you're an artist, for example, you dedicate your hands, you put it into something, you create art. Someone appreciates that art, right? And then they value that art, and then they give you an exchange. They give you money, currency, for your time and for that art, for that value. Same thing with a product. If you go, for example, to a restaurant, they're going to a restaurant for the ambiance, for the food, for the music, for this, the lighting, whatever it is. They can go home and cook. You see what I'm saying? Anything can be a business. And I'm going to leave with this. Entrepreneurship is gonna solve the world's problem, point blank. Guys, you can follow me on Instagram at _boardtodebt. The company is Chavez Enterprise Inc. Right? You can go to the website, chavezenterprise.online/store. I'm a full stack digital marketing agency. I'm always here to help. I'm glad we're moving forward with this podcast and we're making things happen. I'm doing a little bit better with the editing, so that's great. Till then, take care of yourself and take care of your business and take care of your branding. Later.